Keep Me Drinking is all about fun in life, responsibly, of course. Does your fun include having drinks during live music or sporting events? Does your fun include hydrating for daily workouts and running a 5K on the weekend? Does your fun include having cocktails on the beach during a vacation? Does your fun include going on a brewery tour and trying new beers? Does your fun include drinking wine on the patio on a summer day? Whatever your fun may be, we hydrate to dehydrate. At KMD, we have fun and give back as a token of appreciation for all the support our business receives. Don't forget to tip our bartender and go see your favorite comedian's movie in the theater. Visit keepmedrinking.com to shop our various apparel and receive free shipping. No promo code necessary. Follow at Keep Me Drinking on all socials. Keep Me Drinking.
I want to thank our sponsor, bedinabox.com. You guys know I did the sleep number commercial for the Super Bowl, but I can no longer sleep in that bed. It's a long, long story. So we got a new mattress. They have a 120-day risk-free trial. If you don't like the fucking bed, you send it right back. The code word is Ripper10. 10% off what already is the sale going on the site right now. So go to bedinabox.com, code word Ripper10, and go buy a fucking mattress. Missionary only, though. You're only allowed to bang missionary in the mattress. That's it.
Waiting a long time for this, buddy.
Buddy, I was, you know, I was trying to explain to Lex who you were and how I knew you.
That's fucking. That's depressing.
So, it's such a complicated answer. It's not as simple as you'd think.
What was the answer you gave? Are we rolling right now? What was the answer you gave?
I found this dude on a boxing video.
Can you kill that music too? Sorry, go ahead.
I said I found this dude on a boxing video who's commentating. Like Sports Center, but funny. Mm-hmm. And I fucking watched it, and it made me laugh so fucking hard. And then I started watching all his videos. And then I started watching this guy blow up. He was the voice of Buffalo Wild Wings. And then he started podcasting. And then I followed him on Instagram, and I'm like fucking watching his life. And then I'm like, and then all of a sudden I go, you become a huge fan of someone that you feel like you know and you've never met.
Wow, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been following you now for...
I mean, probably I go a little bit sometimes. I go a little off the rails. I got to control my emotions on social media.
But that's what I like,
right? Because I think that makes it raw.
Yeah, I don't like the scripted, like the comic who's like I don't mind a comic who's uncomfortable in front of the camera, but like when you can tell like they're just doing like a promo read because their manager told them to do one. That breaks my heart. Because I know these guys. I know all the comics. They're the most fascinating, curious, bizarre individual dudes in the world. And so that's who I always want to see.
Yeah.
And so that's when you do it, I get a kick
it
out
costs
of it.
Me a lot of jobs, though, sometimes.
Oh, fuck.
I got to be, you know, sometimes I lose jobs because I go a little too off the rails. Yeah. So you know Charlotte's co-hosting today, by the way.
Right? My assistant knows Charlotte.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
My assistant is now going to hide because I said that. The good-looking guy.
What is that? Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let's not skip over it. What's the history between...
He goes, he's like, your last name is Charlotte McKinney.
Charlotte, did you hook up with Bert's friend?
He goes, no, you didn't. He is, he goes...
Yeah, Mike's always good.
Oh my
good.
God, hi, guys. I'm
yes.
He's like, he's like Charlotte McKinney's on there. And I was like, oh yeah? And he was like, yeah, she's beautiful. And then it was her in the video. And he goes, wait, she's not Charlotte McKinney. And I go, wait, who's Charlotte McKinney? And then he was like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, another video came. He goes, that's Charlotte McKinney. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, nice. So my assistant.
Video. What was the video?
I don't know. You were getting your hair and makeup done.
Yeah, you were getting because of makeup.
Oh.
We've never had in the history of our podcast ever had to do makeup before, ever in the history of
I want to start doing makeup on podcasts. Because here's how fucking cunty people can be. Is they go like, yo, look how red Bert's face is. He's an alcoholic. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Now, here's the option. You can get me as 100% real me, mm-hmm. and I'll be me 100%. You're not going to like it. It's going to make you feel uncomfortable because it's going to remind you of yourself at times. Mm-hmm. Or I can be this fake guy where I roll in and I get hair and makeup done. I do it for television, yeah. and they do it so that we don't have to deal with comments like that. Human. But this is podcasting.
So you're pro makeup.
Me, personally, if I could, I would do it and not deal with the comments.
Do you sometimes, because I used to do it, I don't want to admit it, but I used to... get a little concealer stick, and I used to do it a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's certain things on your face that can be distracting, mm-hmm. and it's like, why not just deal with that?
Yeah,
but for me, I've done so many podcasts, I've never once thought of putting makeup on, and then I did one podcast with my buddy Joe DeRosa and Sal Vulcano, and I was partying very hard in New York.
Yeah.
And my face was red.
You needed the help.
And I just needed some toner or some light powder.
Sometimes it's just to even things out.
Just even me out. I didn't. And all the comments were like, oh, fuck, Bert's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
You look
still
good,
here.
Though. You look healthy.
Yeah.
I feel I'm on good. Testosterone. I feel really good.
Do you drink a lot?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that liver enzymes test? I just had to get that done.
Yeah, you didn't do it all the time.
I didn't like the way she said it. When I got the blood test done, she drew my blood the other day, and she said that it's not good.
She told you as she drew your blood?
Well, I had a panic attack, like really bad one. You have panic attacks, don't you?
Hardcore.
Really?
Yeah, hardcore. I had one last night at dinner with my wife.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I get them, and I don't know why I get them. I was talking to Sarah Silverman about it today. I think it's a serotonin dump into your stomach. Because they're real. They're very real. They're.
I had them growing up, paralyzing. I've been on Lexapro since fourth grade.
I wish I had the balls to be on meds. I don't, because I'm afraid I'll lose my creativity.
It's tough.
Well, then how do you get out of it? Because that's what it's I do. If I'm starting to freak the fuck out, they give me a little Xanax, and
Xanax is such a great drug.
It's unbelievable.
But the alcohol is a better than antidepressant.
What is that?
Alcohol's not good for Xanax.
That causes the panic attack sometimes.
So I'll deal with some anxiety tomorrow morning. But what I do is I just get out of bed and I just go to the gym and I work out.
Yep.
And I just get on the treadmill and I run, or I have my trainer come in. Tomorrow she's coming in at 10.
Yeah.
And I'll get on the treadmill. When I wake up, I'll get on the treadmill and I'll probably wake up around 8. Get on the treadmill and just start walking. Mm-hmm. Have some coffee. Try to get some positive thoughts in my head. I don't know.
Is your move ever emergency room? Do you ever do the 911?
No, I've never.
I have. I'm like number 8 this year.
With a panic attack?
Yeah.
You go to the ER
right away. 911. Isn't that what it's fucking there for?
My sister's
like,
got
if you
two
feel
of those.
Like shit.
My sister's got two of those.
I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I had a really fucking bad one, like a crazy, crazy panic attack, and they made me get in the fucking ambulance, and they tried to get me in the fucking stretcher. And I'm like at the point now where like a lot of people are talking shit on the internet saying like, you know, Bob fell off and all that. And I'm like, it's probably not a good look if I'm getting pushed out of a stretcher, out of a fucking ambulance, right?
Bob fell off.
So long story literally. Is I finally agree to get in the stretcher. But they took this white drape and they just put it over me and they reeled me in. And they lied to me. They said that I'd fucking be put right into a fucking room. They left me in the lobby with a fucking sheet over my head.
Wait, what?
So, yeah, so this happened to buddy
of mine. I got a lot of issues in my head.
Let's go issue for issue. We'll do a drinking game. I had a buddy. You ready for this one? He had a panic attack, and he was having a panic attack. And they, you ready for this? This is going to freak you out. If someone that has a panic attack, he's having a panic attack, and the cops are like, hey, man, calm down. You're fine.
That doesn't mean shit when people say that, by the way.
And he's being a little, not violent, but just... He's moving too much. So you go, listen, we're going to need to restrain you until the ambulance gets here.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And so they handcuff his hands behind his back. He's in a panic attack.
Gnarly.
And he spits at one of the cops. And the cop puts a hood over his head and locks it. And he's like, no! No!
Dude, they're the worst. I'm telling you.
That's like my fear. That's horrible.
It comes, though. I think it does come from... Yours just come out of nowhere. They're not triggered any like bad habits that you have? Maybe?
A lot of it's lack of control.
Like, for instance, walk us through... Like,
I'm sorry to talk about pandemic.
No, I don't give a fuck. I'll talk about anything, dude.
Let's say you're at dinner last night. Walk me through why you got, you know, why you felt triggered or weird. Or I hate the word
so,
trigger, but...
This is really intimate, and I apologize to my wife immediately. But... So my wife started running my company, Birdie Boy Productions. We do all our podcasts. We do Something's Burning. We do my tour, Fully Loaded. We do the summer tour. I do the festival. We produce my tour, my cruise. We just did the marketing for my movie, or some of the marketing. And I'm used to running my business my way. And I got an offer. I got two offers that were really nice, that were like sweet. Yeah. And so we'll you want to come down and maybe help us do something. And I just went, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in. I grew up in Tampa. Fuck yeah.
God. Florida.
Where?
I grew up in Orlando.
No way.
New Smyrna Beach.
You think
I grew up a hardcore panic attack in New Smyrna
You're
Beach.
You have one right now?
Nope.
I don't have one now.
I won. Ninth grade, me and my buddies have a house in New Smyrna Beach, my buddy Alan Rieger, and we decide to go surfing out at the jetty.
Yep, the inlet.
The inlet, yeah. And so my dad says to me on the phone, good luck, buddy. Number one shark attack capital of the world.
Yep,
I went, okay. Mm-hmm. My first day ever surfing. I'm in ninth grade. I just bought a surfboard. I just bought a wetsuit. I'm ready to be a surfer.
Inlet.
And I start paddling out, and all I can hear is my dad in my head. Number one shark attack capital in the world. Number one shark attack capital in the world.
It's over.
Number one shark attack. And I go, what the fuck am I doing out here? And I start fucking panicking.
In the middle of the water?
In the middle of the water.
That sucks.
And I fucking paddle in. I paddle in. I'm out of breath. I sit on the thing, and I go, you need to make a decision right now. Are you going to allow this panic to not allow you to surf something you've wanted to do your whole life, or can you get through it? And I went, let's just get out to where my friends are. My friends are there. I have better odds of getting attacked.
So you don't have severe ones.
So I paddled out.
There ain't no getting out of my shit.
Oh, so that was one of my panic attacks. Last night,
wild.
Last night was, I said to the Bucks, I just replied. And my wife goes, hold on. You need to run that by me. And I go, no, I don't. And she was like, yeah. And it was a lack of control of like, we got into an argument that I didn't want to fight in a restaurant. And I was, and it was, and then another thing came up. But what about this? When are you leaving for Forest Hills? And I was like, Sunday night. And she was like, wait, why are you leaving Sunday night? And I was like,
is it a racing heart thing? Is it like,
yeah. And I start going like, hey, and now
I'm starting
to
right now.
I start to push back a little bit, and my chair is where it Asabuco or whatever. My chair is up against the railing, and I can't push back, and the table's against me.
You feel
my jacket feels tight. My flip flops were a size too small, and I'm just going like, I go, hey. I need to take a fucking walk. And she's like, what's going on? And I was like, I my stomach turns. I get blinders on. And I'm I go, hey, I can't do this right now. And I go, and I don't want to get in an argument. I really don't. No. And I go, can we change the subject?
Mm-hmm.
My wife's also like, and so that last night I had him. I've been having him a lot lately because I'm coming down. So I'll do like a serotonin dump. Like I've been doing.
Coming down from what?
The press for the movie.
I'm getting there.
I'm on a bender.
Oh,
promoting
right, my bad. Yeah,
promoting
yeah,
it. Bender.
Okay.
Bender.
But that's
it's so much energy.
No,
so I'm borrowing from all next week. All this week, I borrowed all last week so that I could push through.
Mm-hmm.
Fly to Miami, drink all day over at Nori and DJ Effin over Drink Champs. Drink all day with them. Get on a plane, drink all night. Land, do 9 hours of press here. Go to the Comedy Store. Do four.
Yeah, you've
shows
been
the
going crazy.
Store.
I've been watching your
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, going crazy.
So you got is this the last? Is this the last of it? Is this are we the last stop here?
This I'm technically kind of done. Yeah. Whenever this airs, we're only in theaters, I think, for like another 2 weeks.
So the movie is the
so
movie
wait,
is
yeah. Back up. Congratulations.
Thank you very
Major.
Much.
Yes.
Thank you.
So cool. Want to hear about it?
No, it's a great movie. I'm really proud of it. I love it. It's based on the story I had that went viral about getting involved with the Russian mafia when I was 22.
True story?
True story.
Wow.
True story.
So rad.
We, you know, you have options when you do movies. You have kind of options of like, how do you want to present
back
it?
End.
And yeah, and do you want it to go into theaters? Do you want to just go to VOD? Do you want it to just go onto streamer? I was like, I told Sarah Silverman this today. I was like, I would forever wonder what would have happened in movie theaters if I didn't go to movie theaters and just went to a streamer. I was like,
oh, that'd be the worst.
You got theatrical
releases.
Dude, you know the
fucking... We just shot Roadhouse. So we did Roadhouse. I shot Roadhouse with Gyllenhaal and those guys down there. And the whole thing is whether or not they're going straight to streaming. But Joel's like, how the fuck do you not do a theatrical release?
You got to.
Shows where the world's going.
Premiere.
It's going down the fucking shit. The movie theaters are dead now. It sucks.
It's
really difficult. I mean, even our movie came in like fifth, but it's to like not the best box office. But here's the crazy thing.
Yeah,
like,
you guys had a little slow start, right?
Yeah, and my fans are like, yeah, when's it come out?
Has nothing to do with you, by the way.
Has nothing to do with me or the movie. It's just trying to get people to
the movie.
Nope. Just do me a solid and go
just
to the fucking
movie.
Bert's got like an extremely, extremely fucking diehard, loyal audience. Is it all just
That's
like
awesome.
Degenerate, drunken, wild dudes?
Just, it's fucking bros who could use a dose of Lipitor and a fucking... A little bit of potassium to lower the blood pressure and a nice beard trimmer.
I know you're married.
Like we have the same audience.
I know you're married.
We have concentric circles. And that is the misstep by so many people is that they ignore that your fans, like I'll follow you today and I'll be a fan of yours and then I'll follow you and I'll be like, oh, cool. And I'll like photos.
Yeah.
Or that's my fans too. Like there's concentric circles.
Does your wife get mad when you follow another female?
Nope.
No.
I do.
What?
You get mad at my wife?
I don't get mad at your wife.
You got to move that mic a little closer to
no,
it when
but
I want
like,
the full
I don't know.
I want the full thing
the,
here.
The Instagram thing's weird now. It's like now it's like can is it like
what
do you
mean?
Get mad if like a girl follows a hot dude or
No, let's go back to the hot
chick.
What do
you
want
to go to?
I am saying your audience, what you're saying right now sounds like mine and my managers, my agents, everyone's like you need to build a female audience because it's all male.
Yeah, well you can't put up fucking fucking, you know. Well, actually, you have a classy. You have a classy page.
I'm very.
You're in your classy girl.
Right,
I meant. You're going on there. Charlotte McKinney.
It's not. It's very. You are classy.
I mean, Charlotte's been a dear friend forever.
I wonder if we know any same people.
The mutual friends.
Have you ever had the situation, either of you guys, when, you DM somebody so many times because you're trying to reach out to them or get in touch with them, and then you finally meet them in person and they take out their phone to look at the Instagram
mutual friends?
They see your chat log that you're a psychopath and have DM them 3,000 times.
Oh, that you've already wrote them before?
Dude,
oh,
I've had so many times where I've had because I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah.
You know, I always type. I have like a really bad habit of typing. I'm sure that anybody has engaged me. I type one word at a time.
Yeah,
one word.
Yeah.
Enter. I don't know what it is.
You today was like, but that's kind of how
I got the job done, huh?
Hey, look.
Got you out the fucking airplane, baby. So your wife doesn't get mad when you follow anybody else?
No. My wife's pretty, she knows me really well.
You have a very, very close relationship with her.
My wife?
Yeah, I would say that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Smart statement.
We try to keep
right
it
there.
Close, you know. There's been times where it's not been close.
Yeah.
I live on the road. I was in Europe for a month. I was in Australia for a month. And you just forget to call sometimes. But my wife, you know, like, I've been in really, like, situations where people would be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I remember I got invited to the Playboy Mansion when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two young kids. And I was like, I can go, right? My wife's like, yeah, of course. It's a Playboy Mansion. That's what the thing. And everyone was naked. And I was just taking pictures with naked chicks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right when the clouds started happening. And they just all went to the cloud. And I remember my daughter said to my mom, hey, do you want to see a picture of daddy with his girlfriends? And it was me with like five topless bangers. I mean,
really?
Bangers. My wife's hot, but not a bang.
Really?
Like, and even my wife was hot, even hotter then. And I was like, no, you're not that. And my wife was like, my wife's cool as fuck. She knows me, and she knows I've said it so much it doesn't even feel real anymore. But I've only been with six chicks. I have intimacy issues.
Really?
Six.
Yeah. I'm not.
Jesus,
yeah.
Charlotte, that should be a really reasonable number. We're like, six is not
bad.
She's like, six? What the fuck? What have you?
What's your fucking number? It's one thing, but when you hear girls say it, she's like, what are you, gay?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you, like, dicks in your ass?
Yeah.
By the way, girls say that too. When girls say their number, I mean, like,
I would never say my number.
Voldemort, he or she should have a name.
Is it more than six?
I fucked about 300 girls in my life, I think.
Really?
I think about 300.
I
fucked the flight attendant the other night.
Yes.
And listen, I'm very respectful of women. I really am.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm really, really respectful of women. I really am.
But Bob, I will say, like, as a girl who gets hit on,
every time Charlotte looks at me, I fall deeper in love with her every second.
But you're genuine. Like, you're not a creep. You're not a creep. Like all these.
Yeah, I'm not a creep. But sometimes I'll get like, you know, I'll talk some dirty shit in the text.
You know when is the time and place. Like he was.
Yeah, I'm not just throwing dick pics out there just randomly to a girl.
Yeah. I threw dick pics to dudes for a while.
Really?
Like a lot. Yeah. I didn't know you weren't allowed to do that. Like.
No.
I mean, Segura and I, up until like a month ago, were like,
what's the benefit of that?
Just to make each other laugh. Like I have a good dick pic.
Oh, nice.
I have a really good dick pic of my. You get a light
of your own dick.
Oh, it's beautiful.
This is so weird to talk about. I can't think about dicks.
Hold on. I'm going
to,
I want to show you my dick pic for you to really appreciate how beautiful these
Bert
are.
Kreischer's cock. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's crazier, the dick pic or that you've slept with six
What
people.
Would you rate your dick 1 to 10?
Oh, fucking 12.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I've never had a girl. I mean, I think every response has been very positive.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like everything's positive. Everything's been positive. I used to text it as a joke to Rogan and Segura.
You actually, this is a real fucking thing. You sent your out everywhere.
Oh yeah. I was like, please post it. Please post it.
Wow.
My balls are out there. You can see my balls. I ruptured a testicle at Action Park. And so you can see, if you Google that, you can see one of my ruptured balls. It's fucking crazy.
Have you ever been canceled? Have you been canceled?
No, I don't think
never
so.
Been canceled.
I don't know. I don't get on the line much. I don't think.
No,
so.
No. What's the one thing that you've done? Because you are like a loose cannon. Obviously. Yeah. What's one thing you've done that you were like, fuck, I'm actually kind of maybe in trouble here.
I have one that was really scary because it was I was at Travel Channel, so I didn't want to. I was nervous
I was like trying to figure out the Travel Channel.
I used to be on Travel Channel, and that's when you.
What was that show called?
I had a couple. I had one called Trip Flip, one called Birth Conqueror.
Yeah, one called.
Really did your fucking research today, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it all.
And so I was really nervous about losing my job there because that's how I paid the bills. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I was at the Mall of America and the comedy club there, and went to get back to the hotel attached, there was a doorway that you could go through. I went through it on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And then Friday night at like a later show, I go to hit the door. And the doors close. It's a glass thing. So I hit the call button. I'm like, hey, man, can you open up the door? And the guy goes, sorry, are you crippled? And I went, what? He goes, are you crippled? And I went, no, I'm not crippled. He goes, then I can't open the door for you. Sorry. Hmm. And I go, oh, what? And he goes, I can only open it for you if you're in a wheelchair. And I go, oh, the guy I'm with is in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And he goes, I don't believe you. And I went, no, he is. He goes, let me talk to him. So I like squat down and I'm like, hey, man, I'm crippled. Can you open the door? And he's like, I think that's you making the voice. And I go, no, man, it's me. And I go, so what's your name again? He goes, George. And I go, and we got a blind guy with us. Now I'm hammered, okay?
What is this crew you're rolling with?
And so it's just me. It's just me. Oh. I'm doing all the voices.
Oh, okay,
all
right.
And
sorry.
The guy goes, hey, man, I think you're doing all the voices. I'm not opening the door. You got to walk around. No, it's the winter. I got to walk out of the Mall of America, around the parking lot to the front of the fucking hotel.
Right.
So I go, fine, man. I go, you know what? I'm going to leave these guys by themselves. You guys are fucked. This guy's being a dick. Good luck getting out of the mall tonight.
Right.
And then I walk away. I walk in, and the guy's at the front desk. He goes, are you the guy with the blind guy and the cripple guy? And I go, yeah, have you seen them? And he goes, wait, they're real? And I went, yeah, you left them in there, man, not me. I go, I was trying to be a good Samaritan. Yeah. And I went to my room.
You seem like you'd be good at talking out of situations.
So Saturday night, same show, two shows. Mm-hmm. I go to the thing, it's already closed. I'm not even fucking deal with it. I have an early Sunday morning flight. Mm-hmm. I come out, I just walk through the parking lot, get to the front, and I come in. And there's four black dudes waiting for me at the check-in. And they see me and they're like, what's up, buddy? And I go, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey, man, where's the cripple guy? And I go, oh, I don't, I haven't seen him since last night. And they go, what about the blind guy? Have you seen him? I go, no. And they go, dude, we got a camera up there. That shit's hilarious. And I went, what? And they're like, dude, we've been watching it all day. Mm-hmm. We've been watching it all day. And I was like, my heart sank because all I saw was, I can't pay my mortgage. They're going to post this video. And you got me going, hey, man, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm crippled.
Oh yeah,
I'm a blind guy. I can't see shit.
Yeah, that's not good.
I said to the guys, I was like, "Hey man, you can't post that." And this one guy goes, "It's only up for 24 hours, and we have been trying to figure out how to get it off that fucking computer for the last 30 minutes, and we couldn't figure it out. It just disappeared." And I was fucking terrified.
Jesus Christ.
But that was one of the times where I was
little things, something like that. You say or do something.
Well, now it would be funny, but it's very real at the moment. It's mm-hmm. like, I mean, I've watched it. Like, Tommy's probably dealt with it more than me, and Tommy doesn't care. You know, he's dealt with it more than me. I don't really talk.
Dealt with what again? I'm sorry.
Cancel
stuff. Correct. Like
he had a joke about it in one of his specials, and he dealt with it.
What does canceled even being mean? What is canceled? Canceled means what? Like, who's somebody who's been completely canceled?
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not the expert, and I don't want to put negative shit in the world, but I think it really happens when you hurt people. I think really when you actually hurt people.
Yeah, but who's somebody who really hurts somebody that's permanently canceled?
I'm not going to get
R.
in this
Kelly.
Game.
What?
Yeah, R. Kelly. R. Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, R. Kelly. Absolutely.
Yeah, R. Kelly.
There's people who need to be canceled.
Bill Cosby's like 98% canceled.
I think he's 100%. Speaking of the blind guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a little.
He can't
hope.
See a fucking thing.
He's got.
He's going back on tour, and they have a 2-drink minimum. Can you believe that at his show?
Yeah, that guy was the most beloved guy in the fucking world.
Dude, I wanted him to be my dad.
Just out of nowhere, bro.
He did more for race relations to us children in the 90s, mm-hmm. in the 80s, than anyone. I wanted my dad to be as cool as Bill Cosby, mm-hmm. and now it turns out my dad's cooler than Bill Cosby.
Yeah, your dad's a lot.
My dad hasn't raped anybody ever, ever. Yeah.
What about like O.J. Simpson? Is O.J. Simpson canceled?
Nope. And he murdered someone. Allegedly.
I mean, in my eyes, he's canceled.
I remember that. That case was nuts. That was insane.
That case was fucking.
That was fucking crazy.
Do you remember when they thought it was an Akita? See, I'm older than you. I remember.
I'm 35, so I was.
You're 45?
35.
Oh, God. I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, I feel 45.
What are you taking?
You're a baby.
35 years old now. No, that OJ case was fucking crazy. That was Johnny Cochran, F.B. Bailey.
When he got acquitted, we went nuts in my fraternity house. And we're like
celebrate?
Yeah, of course. And then, because we didn't, no one followed the fucking news.
Right.
We were like, oh no, he cut their fucking heads off. Yeah. Like, allegedly.
So I got to ask this. Stand-up comedy is something that interests me. I was never able to do it in my life.
Why?
I got scared. I always freaked the fuck out. I could never do it.
You could do it.
Ever. I would sign my name on a fucking thing and I'd freak out and I'd never do it.
So So do you do stand up?
No, I've never done stand up in my life. No.
To try it.
No.
And I'm.
I don't think it's. No, I don't want to anymore. That's gone. You know.
Yeah.
What made you want to get into that?
I'd said it in the Rolling Stone article that I wanted. I was written up in Rolling Stone.
Subtle little flex there.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's just. I'm so used to promoting myself that I do it in fucking dinner parties. Like I go, I was written up in Rolling Stone magazine in 1997, a 6.5-page article called me the number one party animal in the country at Florida State. Wow. And so like, it just comes out of my mouth. So Will Smith discovered me, signed me a deal and moved out here to the Universal Sheraton for 7 months. But it's like so ingrained in how the fuck you got to fucking sell yourself these days. Anyway, I said it in the article and I was living in Tallahassee and a radio show. What?
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. And a radio show put on a stand up show and they put me on. They were like, yo, you want to do stand up? Let's do stand up. You'll go on at the end. And I was so stupid. I was like, okay.
And no material planned?
No material. Never did stand up and just got on stage and did 30 minutes clean of like just fucking
murdered it or fucked it up?
Murdered it.
Really?
It was like, I'm moving into New York. The radio show offered me my own morning show, and I was like, fucking pass. I'm going to New York.
What was your first paid gig? How much?
my first paid gig?
Yeah. Like for you know, do they pay comedians? I don't understand. No.
So no. You don't get paid for the weekdays. That back then you didn't at the Boston Comedy Club. But I got a job when I was 26 years old. That's when I really started. And I got $25 a night, and I had to stand in front of the club from 7 until midnight, 1 o'clock. And bring people in, and if I brought enough people in, I got to go on stage at the end of the night.
You get a piece of the ticket sales.
No, I got $25.
Really?
Yeah, and I could drink for like free downstairs.
So now where are you at?
How much do I make?
Yeah.
A lot.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like on for one night? Yeah.
No way.
I do arenas.
This podcast is always, bro, there's no like beating around the bush.
I mean,
here.
I'm not looking. Hey, listen, I understand there's certain ways you're supposed to talk. I understand, if you get on a private jet, you're not supposed to flex and take pictures. But I'm a regular person. And if I get on a private jet, I'm going to take pictures like a regular fucking person.
You fly private?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. You know why I don't fly private?
How much
private?
Money do you think I make?
I don't know. Just guess.
A year.
In a year? Has it been consistent?
No. I just had a really big year.
So what was your the big year?
I just had a really big year, like
20 million.
Close.
Nice. That must be fucking nice.
No, I had a really big year.
Must be nice.
I just do arenas. So yeah. So like
so your deal is you get what percent of the ticket sales?
My deal's a little complicated. Okay. And it's a little complicated. It's more like a Kid Rock deal. So
we have all the time in the world. We like to break this stuff down.
But no, because no, it'll fucking send comics through the fucking roof.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
But I had when you do arenas, you get a lot of money for one night because you're selling roughly anywhere from 12 to 15,000 tickets.
You don't get scared flying on private planes?
No, I'm better on private planes than I am on
commercial.
And I know that sounds
crazy. You know why it makes no sense, Bert? If a fucking 12 people on a private plane, it goes down, guess what's going to happen? One day, it's going to be buried under the rug. If fucking Delta crashes, it's a fucking billions of dollars
your
lost.
Brain is,
a fucking
your brain
story.
Is worse than mine. That is an interesting way to look at that.
I mean, think about it, though.
For me, it's a lot of the buildup of the pageantry of getting to a commercial flight is going through security, going through this, take your belt off, and then
it's
this
whole process.
When you fly,
you just want to get on
shit,
the
though. That's isn't that part of, don't you like to? That's the other thing too, because like you know, what I wonder is, like, you know, when I go out in public, sometimes it's almost like I feel like I'm on like a routine. When people come up to me, it's like, you know, it's like I have like a automatic response of the same way every single time. Yeah. So do you ever get pissed off when people come up to you in certain situations?
Never.
Never?
No, I was like it. You know,
you've had to have one fucking time where you got fucking pissed.
Not once. I mean, people. I'm sure there's someone that could go be like, "Oh, he's lying." Right. But here's the thing. I didn't get any success until I was like 44. So when you get it that late in life, you're really appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
When you get it younger, you think this is how it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
When you have a couple moments where you're like, "This will never happen," then you go, "Oh, I'm really appreciative." Like, I'm really.
I think it's the fucking coolest thing in the world. Like, I'll never. Like, everybody's like, yeah. Like, certain people are like, oh, yeah, I don't want to take pictures. I'm like, bro, this is the cool. People recognize you for your talents. I think it's the coolest thing
in the
world.
They're just saying, hey, I like what you do.
When they're a little fucked up and they're like, you know, they don't leave and they keep talking to you for like hours and shit like that.
But wait, can I ask you, like, you know, I'm someone who's had success early on in her career and being in this up and down and this and that and. you know, it's nice hearing, oh, you didn't hit till you were, you know,
44.
44. So like for me, I'm like, oh, like tripping out. Even today, I'm like, oh my God.
She's going through a lot, bro. You need to talk her through some things.
I'm going through a lot.
Well, what's going on?
No, I mean, I'm just.
Move that mic up a little bit closer. We want this moment really just locked in.
I am just. Hello. No, but just being a struggling actress, it's a writer's strike. It's slow, you know, and to hear that it's like you hit when you were in your 40s, it's like that's like
refreshing.
It's refreshing, is what I know. It's,
well, it does.
So did you just fuck up till you were 44 in life,
no.
Or was it?
So I was just a grinder, like I was just like, you know, I had success when I was young, at 26 I got discovered by Will Smith and moved out here, and I got a TV show.
Stop for a minute. That doesn't just get passed over. What does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
I got discovered by Will Smith. His team saw me do stand up and they're like, I think Will would like you. You want to do a sitcom with him? I was like, yeah.
Did he fuck you over?
No. Will was actually great. I have nothing bad.
I'm just trying to get you to say bad things to get you to go viral. Sorry, Bert.
I thought Will Smith wanted to fuck me in the ass.
Okay, perfect. Clip it.
So, but that's, I've told that story so many times.
Yeah.
And then I moved out here. I got a TV show. I got another TV show and I was like, fuck, I'm done. I got this. And then. Yeah. And then it went away. It just went away. It goes away immediately.
That's the thing. It goes away.
And then you're like, hold on. Like, why isn't anyone? What happened? And then no one like, and everyone just goes, you don't have heat right now. That's what they called it back. Yeah. I don't know what they called it now.
No,
but
I still say heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
for what? Sorry, I'm a little behind. For what?
Like you're in the press. You're out. You're hot. You're a hot commodity. Hot.
And so then, I had to really focus on stand up, and I started touring. I fell in love. I started having kids. Okay. And I was featuring for $700 a week. Mind you, I give half of that to my agents and managers.
Half.
Oh, they pay for my flights, pay for my hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm featuring when I had Georgia 18 years ago.
What do you think of agents?
Agents are awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Agents are awesome. Hmm. Agents are awesome.
Who represents you?
UTA.
UTA. There.
Yeah, they can change your life. If you get good agents that care about you.
I love UTA.
They can change your life.
Yeah, yeah. What do they say? They say you don't want to get lost in the mix, though, right? If you sign with a big agency.
It is like if you have a learning disorder in a public school, you have to advocate for yourself.
That was me.
You have to advocate for yourself. You have to do everything for you, for them to help you. Like this shit right here is beautiful. There was a time when I was like, I was hustling. I worked for Travel Channel. Agents wanted to work with me.
Yeah.
I was touring for maybe like $3,000 a weekend. I wasn't making a ton of money, but I was making some money on Travel Channel.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, like, how can this happen? And everyone was like, yeah, you know, did blow smoke up your ass? And then it wasn't until I started podcasting and doing my own podcast and then isolating my own fans. And then agents are all like, yo, so what are your numbers at? Like, what? And then... And that podcasting changed my life.
I was going to say, you were at the forefront of it, I think, right?
Well, I got lucky.
You were one of the, because now it's such an oversaturated market. Am I saying that right? Oversaturated market? There's so many podcasts now and whatnot. Yeah. It's fucking crazy. But you were one. Was it, what the podcast that you have is The Bear and Two Bears or something?
Two Bears, One Cave. Crazy. Well, we started that even late. We started that in the pandemic. I started BurtCast probably 10 years ago. I started doing Rogan probably 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
What does it cost to advertise for a 30 or 60 second spot on your show?
I actually, what's so funny is I just sent a text going, hey, what are we charging for ads? Because I know Two Bears is pretty big.
Yeah.
Two Bears is like, I mean, I think, I'm not certain what our numbers are, but like
25,000, something like that?
I'm guessing. I know Two Bears is up there. Mm-hmm. I know that all of a sudden, it was super cost effective for me to fly private from the road into Austin.
I didn't know he fucking had it like that. You just fucking zing around on private planes all day?
Not all day, but I do, yeah.
When do you have to resort to commercial?
It's based on price points.
So every fucking flight you take is private?
No, you always get a quote.
Okay.
And some quotes make sense and some quotes don't.
Can you negotiate with the guy?
No, what you can do is you can get a bigger plane for like a mid-size deal.
Do they ever say like, hey, listen, I got a plane, but it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
It's like
we've taken that plane.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did too once. I got one private plane for like $3,700.
Oh, that's a really shitty one.
It was a really bad plane.
We took a private jet. There's video. You can find it online. And we had to piss in a bucket and pour it in a bucket in the private jet. Ooh. And we sat three in the back seat and then two sitting face. It was.
What if you had to take a shit?
I've taken no. Oh no 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 no.
How it long was
Austin
the flight?
Austin to Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've flown in some really shitty private jets. I've flown in some really great ones. I took one from LAX to Serbia, and that was a fucking gangster fucking
LAX
private.
Serbia.
How far is that flight?
Wow.
17 hours.
Is that nonstop? No.
Nonstop.
On a private jet?
You stop in like Wyoming.
Right, right, right.
You stop in Wyoming fuel. Like right up, yeah, for fuel.
Is there a way to grab that vodka bottle for I just have the
How cold is it? How cold is it? Cool.
It'll be cold. You I sure? want to have one shot with
But yeah. I started to, private doesn't make sense unless you're making money. Like it just doesn't make sense. I would never do it for a vacation. I would never do it for anything. But if I can bang out two podcasts and, or do a two bears, one, two. So Tom and I will do four, two bears, one caves in 2 days.
And that'll so take four care episodes, of the private plane.
Four episodes.
That's the that'll just
take care of a few private planes.
Yeah. And, oh shit. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, we've been doing it for a while, and we're both pretty big comics, so it's a big
podcast.
No,
we know. We know. We had a big show, too. We just got, I got fucked a little bit in my deal, my last deal. That's why.
Really?
So, yeah. Shitty agent.
Get rid of that.
Yeah, no, I know. Fucked me.
I mean, here's the deal. This is way in the weeds, but, like, the other thing that we have benefiting us is we're not in a deal with a fucking agent, a manager, a fucking any of that. We're in a deal where we just deal directly with our ad sales.
That's nice.
So no one mm-hmm. takes our money but us. So it's a little
There's a
different.
Lot of variables to our situation. I get it. You know,
yeah.
The same. I understand, but yeah.
It's a little. Easy. Thank you very much. It's
yeah,
a little.
I've never sued anybody in my life.
Yeah, there's two people in this business, people who sue and people who work.
Pick I don't sue own. Anybody. Amen. I never would sue anybody, but unfortunately, I think that, have to do it.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I've definitely had lawyers talk to people, mm-hmm. but even that's bad fucking energy.
Yeah,
where you're like, yo, like,
do people fuck with you? Like, do people talk shit to you a lot? I mean, they have to, right?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you get trolls on the internet.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
What's like? Where do they actually? Where does it hurt you when somebody says something that hurts you?
Well, people talk about how big my dick is.
Right. That's what I thought.
I hate.
Like,
that.
I really hate it, and just don't do it, guys. Don't put it in my comments. No.
Stop.
No. We.
It's all the dick pics.
I'm pretty sensitive, so like I just stay away from the internet.
You don't
like,
read any of the stuff. No.
I don't.
Smart.
I don't read good or bad. So, like, I have a lady, I think you were texting with her, Victoria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She runs all my socials.
Yeah, I don't know. That she was pretty cool. I had a couple cocktails last. I was sending some shit to her last night, a little aggressive. I was just fucking with her.
She's,
but you have someone, like, I have someone who helps me with my socials because I'm like, brain dead with this stuff.
No, the problem is I'm really good at socials. I love it.
You do?
And it bums me out. It bums me out that I'm just not the right brain to deal with just, like, negative stuff, and so
yeah,
I just stay off. I'm off Twitter totally. I've been off Twitter for
Twitter is the fucking poison.
Yeah.
It's
Twitter is the fucking worst at all.
It makes no sense to me. And I used to really enjoy using Twitter in like go, top five comedies that defined your childhood. Like that was fun. Like especially like top five breakfast sandwiches you can buy at an airport. Like just fun shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, it just got to a place where like. I got on a I forget what happened. Oh, Rogan sent me an article and I had to log on and get a Twitter. I wanted to read it and I don't have my Twitter login for my regular one.
Yeah.
Victoria
yeah.
runs all of that. Reads all the DMs, all of it. Everything
wow.
goes
she
to her.
She sits there and reads that?
She does everything.
See, that's the difference between when having somebody run your own shit. The difference is you look at me, right? Single, 30 years old, engaging with different fucking girls on there. You got to really trust somebody to fucking look at all that shit.
I don't. Hey, listen. My heart is clean. When it's so funny. Victoria said to me, "I want to like I should. I need to log into your Instagram to be able to run it." And I went, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah.
She's like, "You're cool if I'm in your DMs and everything." And I went, 100%. And it's problematic too because I do act out of integrity. So like anything I do, if someone has questions about it, I don't know. Like last night, this is a really great example. Mm-hmm. Last night, the young lady who has served us our dinner mm-hmm. had really beautiful eye makeup. It really highlighted her eyes, and I was like, wow. I said, you have beautiful eyes. I'm sitting with my wife. Mm-hmm. This poor young lady was like, is this guy fucking hitting on me? And then and then she walked away, and I was like, and I'm just hyper aware, and I was like, wait, did I, is that inappropriate? No, Leanne goes, no, she has beautiful eyes. I go, okay, cool. And then she came back. I said, just so you know, I'm married. This is my wife.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I just was saying, like, that looks cool. Like, really brings out your eyes. And then I started showing her pictures of when I dressed in drag for the gay pride parade in Key West.
You did?
My eyes look beautiful.
You dressed it.
Well, you have the light
this
eyes.
This is a real story?
This is a real. They're all real stories.
I'm not anti.
That's the fucking crazy part. Is I'm like, here, look at this.
Do you think you have, do you think, hypothetically speaking, if you were single, do you think you have game picking up chicks?
No, none.
Really?
Dude, I went to bars looking to connect with someone. Like, I was the gayest guy in the world. Like, I wanted you to understand me, and I was really waiting.
Those are the guys who are getting laid.
Oh, right? not in my day. Definitely not in my day. And I'm horrible at sex, so it's like.
Wait, so let's talk about this for a minute, bro. I want to actually have a conversation with you.
Take a look at my eyes in that fucking picture.
Let's see.
You dressed up as a woman?
Blue eyes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find you. Well, wait, why luck. Can't I good figure luck. Out Who's which?
Look for the sexy bitch on the left.
Wait, there's like two. You I like can't.
Where is the picture?
You're this one.
That's me, right? Yeah.
But you could have been that one.
Which one? Thank you.
Oh my God! Wait, this is that's really great eye makeup. Good glam.
Yeah. I can't be anywhere near glam. Dicks.
What? What do you mean?
I can't be anywhere near dicks. Like, I mean, for instance, like my buddy, like I'm very respectful, by the way. I'm very gentleman respectful when it comes to women. I really am. My mother raised me right.
I will give you that.
I'm very respectful, but you know, once in a while, sometimes there comes an occasion where there's like a girl, and like my buddy's like fucking her, and he's like, "Hey, you want to join?"
No. Oh no 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 no.
And I'm just like,
"There's nothing wrong with that." Just you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Not running trains on chicks is also cool.
No. But he's like, you know, and I guess that's again, I don't do that.
No.
But I just can't see like all those hypotheticals they ask, like how much would it cost you to suck a dick? Well, ain't nothing.
Hang on. Put a number on the table.
No, hold on. I'll tell you right now.
Just leave it.
So I'm sitting at the airport with this guy, and we're having this discussion somehow. I don't know how I got roped in this, but the dick sucking conversation came up, and the guy out of the blue said $500,000.
Whoa. Come on, man. Sell yourself short. Why don't you?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Nothing against it. Look, you want to suck a dick? You can suck a dick. You can do whatever you want. Gay people can do whatever they want. No judgment, but.
You couldn't get it done.
Well, not for $500,000.
$1 billion you can pay me to suck
easy.
A dick. Nope. Do people know about it?
Easy. I'll do it on ABC.
Do people know about it?
$1 billion challenge. Bert Kreischer sucks a cock again.
I know, but then
this
you gotta,
season, he's got 12 cocks in his mouth, and he's going for 13.
I don't see the appeal to like a dick.
I don't see the appeal either, other than $1 billion.
That's true.
$1 billion? Come in my mouth, I'll gargle,
Lord.
And then go, what do you want me to do with it now, Richard?
I couldn't even go hand job for $10 million.
Oh, bro, I'll jerk your dick off for a bump right now. I'm not even joking, and I have
no we can't,
homosexuality in my body. I could definitely
would you
look
jerk
past.
My dick off for a one-way private plane trip from Boston to L.A.?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro.
You know how much that costs? It's expensive, bro.
It's like $70,000, right?
85.
85,000 bucks?
Yeah, 85. 85 grand.
What is
and guess what? I want to do it on the plane, and I'm making eye contact. What?
You are one sick fuck.
Dude, how bad is a hand job? I've only given myself one.
We've only given
like, have you when you have you ever given a hand job?
When girls don't know how to do it, though, you just got to do it yourself.
I don't love hand jobs because I feel like you do them so much better than.
Oh, guess what? I don't like listening, but I do it.
No. Bro, I fucking love fucking blowjobs.
I love.
I'm sorry. Is this so inappropriate? But
No.
I don't know everybody's lines.
I hope my wife shows up. My wife. Is Leanne coming over here?
Where's the wifey?
Wait, so Bert, you're going like, you know, we talk about the sex
life.
Back. Go ahead.
My wife is so good at blowjobs.
Really? That's unfucking believable. That's rare.
Thank you.
Maybe I just suck at blowjobs. Do some.
All right, let's find out.
No, you strike me as.
Hold on. This is a blowjob contest, sounds like. Someone threw their glove on the floor, and we're going to find out the hard way.
I just can't. I don't know. What's the appeal of sucking a dick? I'm sorry, if you don't mind. That's rude.
My question is...
Well, what's the appeal of going down on a woman?
But
it's just not something fucking dangling around.
Okay, Do you come from just a blow? Don't you have to be
No. You give the right blowjob, it's fucking...
It's game over.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let's walk
through
this.
I'm going to let the blowjob expert take over. Go ahead.
It is nice. It is nice to have a woman take control of you entirely and give you a blowjob. You don't have to hump.
I need to
you
get a blowjob.
You just sit there almost like a roller coaster. Hands holding on. Okay. Eyes like this. Okay. Little sleep apnea.
Okay.
It is the greatest feeling in the world. It's almost like... almost like she is, for lack of better terms, worshiping you. It's the coolest thing in the world.
I think that is what one girl said to me once. Is the exact same words.
It's the coolest
Truthfully,
thing.
Not trying to be funny.
For a girl to do that to you, it's the coolest thing in the fucking world. It is the hardest thing to say no to. I'll tell you that. Like, yeah. I guarantee you. I said this about Adriana Chechik.
Are we gonna get in trouble for any of this stuff?
With who?
For the cancel culture people?
Me.
What? No. I think they get their dicks sucked.
No, bro. I don't give two fucks. Yeah. I don't give two fucks. That ship has sailed.
Yeah. But it's interesting because it's the coolest thing. Sex is obviously the thing.
It's a little overrated.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm just straight, like, in a perfect world, it's just straight up all blowjobs all the time.
Really?
I mean, no, I wouldn't fucking, I'm not selfish. Obviously, but I'm saying like
I'm gonna pay it forward.
I mean, it would be no. Actually, no. You know what? Sometimes it depends. It depends on the situation. But here, anything else we can talk about? I did a movie.
I want to ask you.
You
want to
stick
film.
On blowjobs? Go ahead.
I don't want to stick about. Tell me about your film.
Oh,
how do we just go from blowjobs to film?
No, but like, tell me, like
it's good. It's on movie theaters. Go see it. It's called The Machine.
I'm gonna go. Okay. So hold on. I'm gonna do this actually right for you. For you doing this for me, I want to go to the fucking movie.
Do I go to here
or do you want me to go to the theater?
Where's here?
Whatever the fuck. It's got to be streaming on something, right?
That's the problem that we're having with this movie. No, it's just in the movie theaters.
You can't get anybody to pick it up right now.
I can't even talk about it.
Have you hit rock bottom, Burton?
I've hit rock bottom. No, it's in movie theaters right now.
Okay.
It's in movie theaters right now. It'll be there for a little while. And then movies graduate from that and they go places. But I wouldn't say that out loud because I don't want people to go, oh, fuck, I'll just wait.
No, you can't wait. You can't wait because you could die.
Yeah, you could die, and you'll never see my movie.
Never see the movie.
Can you imagine if they at his funeral and I just stepped up? Guy never got to see my movie.
Would you be pissed at me? Be honest. Would you be pissed at me if I was like, I'm going to see your movie, and I brought in like a camcorder and I just sat there and recorded the whole thing and streamed it on the internet?
And then, just do it. I don't give a fuck.
Get it out.
Make it go viral. Like that. That's the thing is like you can't control certain things that happen. Mm-hmm. Where like you know. Jim Jefferies got punched in the head at the Comedy Store a long time ago, and that video got leaked. Now, I'm sure he didn't want it because it doesn't make him look great, you know, because he got attacked on stage. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, he blew the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, any press is good press. You learn. I used to deal a little anxiety with all this shit. It's just anything they talk about is good.
It still hurts.
What do you mean?
Like, anytime anyone says anything negative to you about you, it hurts. Like, my first TV show.
Not anymore.
I wish I was you.
Not anymore.
I'm
after what she did to me, nothing hurts me.
Wait, I want to hear more about like. Okay, first of all, Florida. Growing up in Florida, like.
Yeah.
Gee, fucking what? Crocodiles and alligators? You want to talk about?
No. But like getting into the entertainment industry, like for me, I was high school dropout who just like was. I didn't have anyone in the. I didn't know anyone in Hollywood. How did you? So you were doing shows. In
I think
Florida.
I'm in love with her. Sorry.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Huge crush on her.
No, it's a good question because it is hard to get out of Florida and get into the entertainment industry.
But
it's real.
It is. We always team up.
When I heard Florida, I was like, fuck, that's awesome. Like, it makes me stoked to hear.
I just moved to New York. No one ever does it. It's like, there's a young lady that works at our Starbucks by our old house.
Yeah.
She went to the same high school as my sister. And I was like, yo, how can I help you? Because it's so hard to get out of Florida.
It's so hard to, like, get out and, like, I don't know. And then when I go back, I mean, everyone's either dead from fentanyl or lives in a trailer.
Yeah, can't be fucking blow anymore. I don't touch that
shit. Can't be doing drugs. Yeah. You know, like,
it's not good.
Everyone in Florida is either an alcoholic, dead, or.
And it's really comfortable to go back. When you
go
back.
That's like a cancelable statement you just made right there.
I secretly want to, like, I have such a, like, love with Florida. Like, I love it. I would live there if I could.
Me too.
There's no work for me there.
Yeah. There's.
You live in Los Angeles?
I live in Malibu. I've been here 12 years.
Malibu.
You know?
Wow. Life must be fucking nice.
No, life is
Malibu.
Not nice. I'm like getting evicted from my shitty condo in Malibu.
Did you have any like really like, you must have, because you're beautiful, obviously. You must have dated some pretty influential people. Like, who's your biggest, like, fucking celebrity person you dated?
Don't even go there.
What? I'll tell you the fucking, the biggest celebrity I've had sex with.
You go first. I can't.
Wait, there's a fun game. I'm trying to think. I've never had sex with a celebrity.
You have six.
There's only six people. There
I know, but
be
see
one
if you know
one.
Who they are.
Did I go to high school with them?
One probably went to the same high school you did, probably. But she's probably old enough to be your mom.
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Boone High School.
You went to the same high school she did.
I swear to God. You're fucking
One of the chicks I had sex with went to Boone.
You're fucking kidding me.
You fucked somebody that went to high school?
And I got a blowjob from a girl that went to Boone, too.
Those things
Boone
are the best.
Boone brewed some nasty sluts.
I still text with one of the Boone chicks is my best friend.
Fuck off.
One of my best friends.
You're fucking with
me. I knew all the people I knew from college went to Boone.
What's your cutoff time for blowjobs? Like if a guy, real quick, Bert, if you don't mind, I'll cut you off.
Like 8 o'clock.
So if, what's
anything
the,
after 8 o'clock, I won't let you
I'm
suck
still,
my dick.
I can't believe the Boone. That's wild.
Yeah.
No,
we don't have any same, you don't know any of the people I know or their parents. How old are you?
I'm 29.
Great.
I turn 30 in August, which is like, I'm in a weird place right now. I had success at 21 and now I'm.
You're fine. You're don't panic. You're fine.
You're not done. I was having kids at 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not done.
But.
Sorry, guys.
Did your bets just come in?
My apologies. Should we answer it? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But no, what
the fuck is it?
It's
not
FaceTime.
Hey, I'll call you right back. That's some country music singer.
But so you would say to people in Florida, just get the fuck out.
No, I wouldn't always say that. I love Florida. Yeah. I think the industry's changed from when I started.
Yeah.
This right here is a really big deal. Just getting a fan base and being honest and doing your thing and putting it on the internet you don't need to be in LA for it. I mean, I think you
LA sucks.
Yeah.
LA's
here?
Yeah,
it fucking blows, dude.
This area especially is not my favorite.
This is West Hollywood.
I live in the Valley.
Exactly. See, I have to be away. When you're in it and you work, it's like you just want to get the fuck out.
Yeah, LA can be a little taxing on your spirit.
It's just all fake motherfuckers.
Well, it is. But it's what's nice about that is they own it. Like, everyone's fake. So when they look over your shoulder, you go, oh, that's right. I live in L.A.
I made a pledge to never return to Los Angeles, California ever again last week. And I'm fucking here with you.
So good to see you.
I know. Good to see you guys, too. But this will probably be my last time here.
So if you had to live in one state in the world, what in the country, where would you want to live? And if you could live in one country other than America, where would you want to live?
I'd say my one state. I like Denver, Colorado.
Colorado's pretty nice.
I like Denver.
Here's the problem. The chicks are like few and far between.
Yeah.
No, they are. You know that? They call it Menver because all the bros go out there like, I want to fucking rock climb. I want a paddleboard. Mm-hmm. I want to fucking rock climb. I want to rock climb. Mm-hmm. And then they're all fucking jacked badass dudes with hands with the texture of dog paws.
Yeah.
And their fucking women are like, yo, fuck it. There's all the hot dudes are here. Let's go.
There's variables, though, to that question. There's variables. I think that it has to depend on where am I at in my life. Am I completely financially comfortable? Am I fucking...
Are you financially comfortable right now?
We got to get back at it a little bit, but this last year was tough, but I just didn't work for a year. I didn't do shit.
You didn't?
For real?
I played Fortnite for a year. That's it. I sat on my couch. Yeah. I mean, after what happened with all our podcast shit, I just checked the fuck out.
Sometimes you need those years of just like, fuck.
I mean, sometimes. I know if I fucking get these things cranking, I'll be making fucking 60 grand, 70 grand an episode every time I fucking do it when I'm cranking. It's just.
Yeah.
But like my shit was just like I went in a mental fucking rut. You know, I was in a fucking crazy place.
It's better to get those done with and out of and on to the next thing.
Right.
And it takes, I call them salad days. It takes that moment of like fucking hiccup and a stutter step to get to the next level. And I've had a number of them.
Yeah. And how would you say like I've been doing stand up for the last 2 years now.
For real?
Yeah.
Bro, she's trying to do stand-up. That's why we're fucking here.
Well, but no one told me that until now. Is there a psychic in here?
It's an intervention.
Was that King Pie Pandas? Sorry, one other thing. King Pie Pandas, right? That's King the fucking shit that I fucking love. Go ahead.
Did you ever... David Spade did Lights Out, this show, and him and Whitney Cummings got together and put like a mic in my ear, and I went up for his show.
I saw that. They did it at the Belly Room, and I was there that night.
Okay, so I did that, and I've always done, like, my first film was Joe Dirt, too. I've always loved comedy. It's always just been a part of my life. My mom's Canadian. I grew up just, I don't know. I'd rather poke fun at myself before someone else does, and I loved it. And so I went up that day, and I did it, and I was like, once you do it once, you're like, oh, I can do this.
Guys, yeah. Don't be pointing at me like I haven't done shit.
No,
talk to me when you chase a motherfucking tornado.
No, that's what I'm saying. But my question to you of what I'm asking, someone who deals with...
I chased a tornado. It's fucking nuts. You're good.
Depression and having those down days and things. How do you get yourself out into, like, some days I cancel shows.
You fucking chase a tornado.
How do you get yourself out of a funk? How do you get your? How do you keep doing
you
this?
You just grind it. You just get up and do it.
It's all in your head.
Once you get out of the house and start getting over to the club and you walk in the front door and you see people and you're like, hey, it's good to see you. All of a sudden that shit goes away.
But it's okay to be in the fetal position sometimes, crying.
Fuck yeah, dude. When I did Last Comic Standing 2, I was so nervous. I was addicted to Xanax at the time, and I didn't know it.
Downer? Oh, fuck no.
And I was drinking on them, and it was such a good feeling when you didn't like life. You could just take half a Xanax and drink six beers, and it all went away.
All goes away.
Oh, it was so amazing. But I was drinking and taking Xanax, and then I was drinking Red Bulls to ramp up. Oof. And I was backstage and my ass was sweating so aggressively and I was so nervous. I go, what the fuck am I doing this for? If this isn't fun, I have to stop.
Yeah.
I went on stage. I kind of bombed. I got off and I went, I'm only going to do this if it's fun. And I just started having fun doing it after that. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be fun if you're not doing it. If it's not fun, it's not fucking worth it.
That's the thing.
You just got to get momentum going, I think. The hardest part is starting.
Having fun and just like not taking it serious and walking in there and saying, these people are here to just have fun.
How often do you get up on stage?
Like once a week if I'm lucky, if I try. But I need
Hang on. There's no luck involved. I know. Hang on. You got to go to a club. You got to find your people and you got to connect with them and find a couple girls. And because they're the safest, guys are just going to try to fuck you.
No, totally. And I've
then go, yo, I want to start going, say, be very candid. I want to start going to clubs with you. I want to start hitting the open mics with you. When you go to an open mic, will you hit me up? Even if I don't get on stage, I want to be in the scene. And you got to do it every fucking night.
That's the thing. It's every night. And I'm trying not to drink anymore. So it's like when I go on stage, I like to have a cocktail.
Yeah,
this shit's turning fucking depressing. This talk here.
No. But
the fuck is going on here?
But I'm asking, that's interesting. It's you have to be going out every single night.
Yeah, I don't anymore. But I did my whole fucking life.
Would you ever do a sex tape? Truthfully,
yeah. I would do one with my wife.
I would too. I would have no issues.
I had one from our Nest Cam. That was pretty fucking sick.
An actual sex tape?
Well, she said to me,
"That babysitter."
Bro, I don't. Yeah, I love it.
She said we were in my. We used to call it my podcast studio, but it now is we call it our cabin behind our house. And
Stabbing cabin.
Yeah. Well, now, and she said something. Hey, do me a favor. The girls all went back there the other night before bed. Can you just check the Nest Cam and see? And I said, when was that? And she goes, like. Thursday, and I went, yeah, sure. And I started scrolling, and then I went, whoa, this goes back 30 days. Oh. And I was like,
just to be clear.
And I saw it, and I was like,
wait, I'm sorry, I'm confused again. You were fucking somebody in a stabbing cabin?
My wife.
Oh,
yeah,
his wife.
And was it filmed like with a?
It was filmed with the Nest Cam.
The Nest Cam. So it wasn't like an intentional sex.
No, I didn't realize we had a Nest Cam in there.
That's amazing. Oh.
And I was you gotta be careful. All these fucking Airbnbs and shit. I don't trust them.
Dude, I don't trust them at all.
No, fuck that.
Like I don't say the N word there anymore. Like,
I'm glad you got rid of that habit. That was a problem for a while, Bert. That was a real problem. I would do a sex tape for fuck. I mean. Yeah, I think
you wouldn't do a sex tape?
Of course I fucking would. I wouldn't give two fucks.
Yeah? Would you get an OnlyFans and then jack off?
No. Probably.
What if you knew it was going to dudes?
No, fuck no.
Why? Who cares?
Brother, listen. Where I come from, I don't fucking fly that way. I'm not,
No, but
I'm not covering up anything either. I swear to God, guys.
I'm not covering up anything. I swear to God.
Promise you. No, I just can't be near dicks. B, I'd make a sex tape. C, talk to me when you chase a tornado.
When have you chased a tornado?
I was just waiting for you to ask. Fucking 3 weeks ago. I've already told this story, though, but it was pretty badass. Not a lot of people in this room here chased one, have they?
Nah.
No.
Didn't
I've been in one.
Think so. What?
I've been in one.
You always
I grew up in Florida, and we were just in one. Where were we, Pete?
Easy. This is the difference between be fucking in one and actually be fucking in one.
No, we were in Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi.
Did the hail hit you in the shoulder?
No, I wasn't that. I was in an arena just sitting in the fucking green room.
Well, I was out in the fucking trenches.
Really?
Oh, we went fucking. We punched through that hail.
Wait.
80 miles per hour. I landed so I'm fascinated with fucking alligators and tornadoes. So I spent a lot of time on the internet, on YouTube, watching just that shit on repeat. So I find the best storm chaser in the world, Reed Timmer. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to chase a tornado. And then three times I pussied out. Like, you know, I said, I'm going to go. He's like, there's one brewing in fucking Alabama. There's one, like, my phone go off every minute.
Yeah.
Telling me about tornadoes. Finally, I go to Missouri. I said, fuck it, I'm going. Land in the middle of bumfuck Missouri, the shitty ass hotel for like $30 a night, knowing that the next day I'm going to be fucking right front and center in a fucking tornado. And so I didn't sleep the whole night. Freaking the fuck out, hoping he didn't wake me up at 10, woke me up. We all meet in a parking lot, all these storm chasers, and I'm like shit in my pants. I don't smoke cigarettes. I smoked two packs and drank 15 beers in 10 minutes. Bro, he's like this. They're all laughing about it. They're like, well, it's looking like an EF5 today. I'm like, what the fuck? That's a mile and a half wide going at 200 fucking miles per hour. Like,
wait, Bob, where are you?
I'm in fucking Missouri, but we chased it up to Illinois.
Holy.
So
you guys road tripped a tornado?
It's the whole thing. You got to track the storms. They fucking follow the radar and they just pick storms because it's all certain storms are triggering off at different times. Long story short, there we are. We're fucking. And Reed's a psychopath. Like, there's way. If the tornado's over here, you want to be ahead of it, right? And so you can just let it go fucking by. What he likes to do is punch it from behind so he can get the hail. And all the crazy
wind. Are you in one of those like fucking trapezoid cars?
Nope. A fucking Subaru he picks me up in.
A Subaru?
Bro, when I tell you I was the most scared I've ever been in my life, we punched through the hail, hammering the car, just get through it. I look to my right, from here to fucking that wall, it just passes to the right. Little EF1, it wasn't a big one. Little baby one. But still, I looked to my left and the fucking town's all.
Would you do it again? Like, did you get.
Fuck yes. So what do you do after this? Do you sleep all right? I mean, are you a good sleeper?
Really good.
Really?
I sleep really good. I'm like a 98% recovery lately.
You seem like, to me, like somebody that have night terrors.
No. I wake up with panic. Like, I wake up with like searing panic.
Really?
But that's just regular. I think most people do. You should. And go. Yeah. We're just waking up and going, one day it'll all go black and I won't see anyone ever again.
But in stand-up comedy, your hours are so fucked up. Now, when you're at that level, you get to kind of control it because you're like...
Yeah, I'm done by 9 o'clock.
But when you were first doing it and wherever she's at right now...
Well, you're up until 2 in the morning waiting to go on.
Yeah. 2 in the morning. So you'd go in, waiting to go on at 2 in the morning. You'd finish at 2:30. Then what would be the play? Just go home to bed or you get fucked up?
I'll go out and party. Go out and party until the clubs close, until 4. And then go to sleep and then wake up. You would wake up late. When I was just doing stand-up in New York and like L.A., that was the thing, is you'd have to stay out until late, and then you stay up, and the best part was to hang with comics until the club closed, and then maybe go to outside diner and have dinner and have something to eat, and everyone talks about their sets and talks about jokes.
Everybody's broke, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was the moment that you knew that you made it?
I still don't know it.
I mean, you're fucking flying around, zipping around in private jets.
That doesn't mean you made it. That just means you can make money.
Yeah.
There's dudes playing on. I mean, I don't fly on private jets because I'm like a baller. I do it because I can make more money when I fly on a private jet.
That makes sense.
So, like, I still don't think I've made it. I still have panic about that. Like, I got to grind and push it. I have a full summer festival where I've still got to move tickets in the South. I always look at everything as like,
I'll be there.
As like, yeah, well, hit me up. Huntsville, Alabama,
Tornado
Mississippi.
Alley, baby.
Yeah. And so I look at you home. You always look at it like, there's always open seats. You always got to sell tickets, and you're always working on your next special. And so, and you always got your next project. Even like the movie just came out and I woke up the next morning and I went, and I got a call and they're like, yo, we got to talk about ... And you're like, motherfucker. I go, are you being serious? And they're like, we need to move tickets to Forest Hills. You're at 68%. It's 2 weeks out. We want to make sure we clean it up.
And that means go on socials and push and just.
It means going on socials. It means flying into New York a day early. And it means focusing and getting and reaching out to other comics. We have like 10 comics on the bill and going, yo, I need to help promote this date. We were clean in Baltimore, Moosic, and New Hampshire. We added a second show in New Hampshire. But like, you're always grinding. You've never made it. Like, I don't think anyone ever thinks they've made it. Because then once you've made it, what is it? Then retire?
Yeah, what?
You've never made it.
It just seems like this. Like, could you die tomorrow happy?
No.
Really?
Not at all. Oh, I'd be miserable.
I'd be like, really?
Oh, I would be miserable if I died tomorrow.
What do you think happens when you die?
It just goes black.
That's what I think, too. Fuck, yeah, and, dude. Yeah. Fuck, I knew it.
It does just go black.
That's what I think. All three of us are atheists.
I think you're just dumb.
No, I'm not an atheist. I believe, but I just have a terror that it just goes black. And it keeps me up in the mornings. It's the first thing I think about is one day it just goes black.
Fuck that.
Dude.
It's true, though.
But like,
do you feel the black?
No, it's just like... Do you remember when Hitler started the Blitzkrieg?
No.
Exactly. That's the same shit that happens.
Well, you think about like the Bible and all this shit and like how people take the Bible so seriously and whatnot. And it's like, what's that game? Telephone? If somebody whispers in your ear one thing. Now, yeah. Sure, all those years, yeah. All that bullshit, they probably just fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I want to believe in God.
So wait, tell me someone who you think made it. Like, give me a name. You go, that guy made it.
I mean, I think President Obama fucking made it.
Actually, you might be right. That's a good one.
That's a fucking good one.
That's a mic drop
one. Any other brain busters?
Oh, that's a solid one.
No. Probably just Obama.
Yeah, it might be Obama.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
What about a comedian that you're like, they're set?
Like Rogan.
Rogan.
Burt Kreischer.
No, Rogan. Rogan fucking, $380 million to Spotify?
Jesus. Yeah, he's crazy. Do you golf at all?
Yeah.
Wait, do you really?
Yeah.
All right, time on. I want to do...
Okay, I'm leaving. Honestly, I'm leaving though.
I want to play with the cake, what is it?
Campai.
I'm doing this fucking project. I need you within the next 2 months to play 9 holes of golf with me. I'm not paying you shit, but we're going to play for a significant amount of money.
Okay.
And I will make the game fair, but I want one round of golf, 9 holes.
Okay.
Within 2 months. You have to commit to it right now.
I can't commit to it. My schedule's fucked.
He was just saying when it gives him anxiety.
Fuck.
When do you think this is gonna happen?
It's thinking like next week.
I'm on the road next week.
All right. Well.
Wait.
I was just trying to ask you if you want to play. I want to play golf.
Yeah, let's play golf. But I can't.
I want to do some vlogging shit in the golf world.
Are you a good golfer?
So it's like help me out. You know, when I'm at rock bottom, I like need somebody like you who's flying private. You know, help me out a little.
Are you?
He's really stuck on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm a good golfer. I can play. I like high stakes though.
Wait, you high stakes?
I played Phil Mickelson one-on-one in San Diego. That was my one of my claim to fame. Got my ass kicked.
Well, yeah, he's fucking a legend.
What that was during the gambling problem phase?
What he likes to gamble.
Crazy.
What kind of golfer are you?
I can hit the ball about 300 off the tee. I can probably shoot. The best round I have was 71. Ever.
Okay, you're better than me.
But I can. I'll probably shoot like 80, 85. I fell off a scooter. My arm's all fucked up. So.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in Florida, so I'm a pretty good golfer.
Doesn't matter. We're not fucking playing. What does it matter?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
When you did go surfing, did you stick to surfing at all? Or
no, I did. I did as a young kid, yeah. and then it went away, and then I started doing it again as an adult.
Got it.
And so I would go to Hawaii, like to take my daughter down there, and one of my daughters, and then we'd go surfing.
And how many kids do you have?
I don't know.
That weed gummy is like crazy kicked in.
Really?
I ate a weed gummy before this, not to be disrespectful.
No disrespect taken.
I'm like, oh,
none taken.
I just felt that this one guy I can.
Sweet. When do you? Yeah, you can always look. I take that as a fucking an extended hand of trust when you do drugs or
totally.
Like that's how Florida works.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, I want to get baked.
Wait, when do you leave and go home?
When I want to go back to Boston. I mean, I don't know yet if I want to go back.
Yeah.
I like to fucking move, dude. I mean, I want to keep this shit going. You know, when I'm consistent, I'm good. So it's just time to get back consistent again.
So then where do you go? How long are you going to stay in LA for?
Could be tonight. Could be tomorrow morning. Could be a week. No clue.
Really?
Yeah. I love it.
No kids, no family. I'm good.
Just get on a jet.
I love it. Just get on a private jet and just fly, you know.
When was the last time you flew private?
When I did this marijuana deal that we did, the guy sent the plane from... Miami to Arizona, and then Arizona. That's probably about 2 months ago, I think. I just don't like it. I don't fucking trust it.
Yeah?
If it fucking crashes, you're done. It's going to be buried
Delta Airlines goes down. It's a national fucking story for months. Billions of dollars are lost.
I love that that's where your brain lands. My brain's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. So I go down with eight people and they never forget that.
And then after it,
yeah.
And then the problem is when it crashes, it's just blackness, eternal blackness.
Eternal blackness.
That's the scariest shit ever.
God, you're giving me a little bit of a panic attack right now.
You guys are still
Well, now I think the gummy's like turning on me. If this is like emergency room number nine.
Let's take you out of this place.
No, I'm just in a very, relaxed, I get to finally sit down with you, which is...
Dude, I've been a fan of yours for a long time.
As have I.
Oh, no way.
I've been a fan for a very long time. And so when you reached out, I was like, yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, there was no, and the funny thing, I was in Boston. So I was just sitting in my kitchen, you asked, where's your plan to go tomorrow, right? I was on my kitchen phone. I was just like, hey, Bert, you want to do shit tomorrow? He's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck it. I'm on a plane.
Yeah.
And then we had the Purple Banter fucking crew, the best in the fucking world helping me out here. Love these guys.
I love you guys as generation of podcasting because it's literally just, set up some cameras, find a nice little place, and let's do it.
Yeah. We had some crazy ass. Our old show was fucking great, though. We had fucking, that's what I miss. I do miss that show, but fuck them at the end of the day. But I mean, we fucking interviewed fucking Trump during fucking Ukraine, Russia, when Russia invaded Ukraine.
I think I saw that.
Craziest fucking.
You guys had some wild podcasts.
We had some wild. That was when we were grooving, and then money got in the way.
Yeah, money always gets in the way.
It's kind of a sad thing, but how long have we been talking for? Because I do want to.
1:15.
Wow, 1:15. I love it. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been a blast.
I mean, I can't.
It was a pleasure to meet you. I saw you do stand up with Whitney and David that night at the Belly Room.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's really nice to meet you.
Wait, you've seen her do stand-up?
Yeah, they had a hair piece.
Maybe you were there, though.
Yeah, I was. I just told you I was.
Oh, how?
Wow.
I was there. I walked in the back, and they had you on stage. Yeah, it was in the Belly Room.
Wild.
Are you going to do any more movies or no?
I don't know. I'd like to, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to.
Did you have to audition?
No, for me?
Yeah.
No, I sold the movie.
So you
it's based on me. Who do you think was going to play me?
We're reading for you.
Yeah, but hold on. Are there times where they don't want certain people, to play? Stop choking. Excuse me.
Well, there's times where they couldn't get JFK to play himself in JFK.
No, it was, sorry. Apologies. Sorry, guys. Just had a little issue.
I sold the movie.
This is a very powerful weed gummy, though, for real. And I'm not even just saying that. This is I've been baked this whole entire episode talking about blowjobs and fucking not playing golf with you.
No, I sold the movie. I sold the movie to Legendary, and in selling it, it was pretty much with me attached to play me. And then we cast a younger me with a guy named Jimmy Tatro. He played younger me, but I played me.
I got to see this movie now. I'm pumped.
Please do, man. Please do. And then if you like it, tell your friends. And if you don't like it, don't tell a fucking person.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Just keep your fucking mouth shut like a rat. What the fuck are you snitches doing?
Do you sign autographs? Do people ask you for autographs?
Of course, yeah.
Do you think it's the weirdest thing ever?
It is a little odd, except I do understand it. I do understand it. A lot of it's people who just are trying to make money off your autographs.
Well, when it's like the blue Sharpie.
What does the Bert Kreischer autograph go for right now?
Nothing.
Neither does the Bob Menery right there.
Wait till I die, though.
Oh, bro.
Fucking legit cash.
Will you sign something for me before you leave?
Of course.
My final autograph?
I'll sign your dick.
I don't fuck with dicks, Bert.
I don't fuck with dicks, bro.
Bob does not fuck with
no
dicks.
No fucking dicks. But I mean, anyways, listen, I'm high as shit. You got it. You've done this press shit all day. You're the fucking man. I appreciate you
coming out to do this, man.
And we got
to
go see the movie. And then I don't give a fuck what you say.
That's my weekend plan. I'm going to see
the film. Please. And then just take a picture and post it on your Instagram to your 2.2 million followers.
I'll say for the movie? False.
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely. We need the fucking trailer. I'm going to blow some shit up for you tonight.
Please. I'll get you all assets. Victoria will hit you up tonight.
I don't need assets. I'm going to do it the way I fucking do it. Might be a little disheveled, but it'll be good.
I really want to see it. That's awesome. I didn't know we were from Florida.
Maybe we can go to the movies tonight and watch this movie together.
Yeah.
Maybe. Worth a try, huh?
Welcome to the future of sports betting with Atlas World Sports. Atlas World Sports is your super sports book on your phone. Find the latest lines in real time to give yourself every advantage to beat the house. Better action coming soon.
Atlas World Sports will deliver a winning experience for all your rookie bettors, all the way to Hall of Fame bettors, with our AI-based Game Winners predictive model for subscribers. Find Atlas World Sports in iOS and Android app stores or via atlasworldsports.com. Atlas World Sports, may the odds forever be in your favor. Bet better.